Back in the mid-1800s, settlers arrived in an area of what was then called Ames Turnout. They came to build a church. Eventually, a school was established. A community grew, and Ames Turnout became a town. That town was named after a Baptist minister, Washington Manley Wingate. Or maybe it was Wingate. We'll get to that shortly. Here's how Mayor Bill Braswell describes his town. Population 3,500.
When one goes to the post office, quite often, if you don't know the person's name, you've seen their face often enough that you feel comfortable in town. If you go to the grocery store, you feel very comfortable. It's a very pleasant place.
It has a homey feel. Even the town hall is an old white two-story home. But Mayor Braswell says without the university, it would just be another small town along Highway 74. So how does the mayor pronounce the name of his town?
As I was growing up, almost everyone I knew pronounced it Wingate, and I did too. And maybe about 10 years ago, some people started pronouncing it Wingate, and that appealed to me, and I chose to do so.
Braswell says that now about half the town's residents call it Wingate, and the other half stick with Wingate. University officials found this to be too confusing for prospective applicants and their families. Here's Vice President of Student Life, Rhett Brown.
When I started working in admissions and started talking to families from Long Island or Atlanta or you name it, and I would say Wingate, and they were confused, you could tell I started changing. And so I would most often say Wingate. There's just been so much inconsistency. It's almost like having a logo or a graphic design or an image, and everybody's using a different thing.
Brown has lived in the town for more than 2 decades, so he understands both perspectives. When he would say Wingate at church,
people would think, oh, so you're too good for Wingate now.
He changes his pronunciation depending on who he's speaking to, and he says most students say Wingate. The school hired a marketing and branding consultant to help settle the issue. Their recommendation? Call the school Wingate University, but continue referring to the town the university is located in as Wingate. Here's one of the school's marketing videos.
What is Wingate? A university nestled in a quiet community near Charlotte. Named 6th best value in the South by U.S. News & World Report.
But don't think the president of the university is on board. President Jerry McGee grew up 40 minutes away, so to him, it will always be Wingate.
And I always grew up knowing this school as Wingate. It was always Wingate. And when I was named president here, I told all my friends I was president of Wingate University, or Wingate College at the time.
But the branding campaign isn't enough to get him to change his pronunciation.
It's regional. The alums who grew up in Charlotte and Laurinburg and Albemarle and Wadesboro, they all say Wingate. But those who grew up in Texas or Florida or New York, they all say Wingate. So we just kind of laugh and smile and go about our way.
At the student union, Keaton Hendricks is playing pool with his friends. He's a junior majoring in sociology. He's from Matthews. So as someone who grew up nearby, he prefers Wingate. But he laughs it off, for the most part.
I mean, I really don't care. I say it my way, others say it their way. It's a big debate, apparently.
Any other thoughts or comments?
Go Wingate!
Go Wingate.
Something tells me this debate won't be settled anytime soon. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama at Wingate University in the town of Wingate.